I then went to work with a heart surgeon by the name of Adrian Kantrowitz.
Kantrowitz?
Kantrowitz.
Okay. Where was that?
That was at Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I went to work with him was that he had just received a very large grant from the NIH to build a test, heart assist.
And what does that include besides pacemakers?
Oh, that's not a heart assist device.
Oh.
Pacemaker is a electrical generator. Heart assist device is a mechanical device.
Oh.
And we developed together, we developed what is called the intra-aortic balloon pump. Intra-aortic, that's one word, intra-aortic balloon pump.
Okay.
The intra-aortic balloon pump is a plastic balloon, long, maybe 20 centimeters long, mounted at the end of a catheter, hollow catheter, which is introduced through the femoral artery that supplies the leg, all the way to the descending thoracic aorta. That's the vessel where all the blood is pumped from the left ventricle. And what you do is you inflate and deflate the balloon in synchrony with the heart. When the heart begins to pump blood, begins to eject blood, you deflate the balloon, thereby creating a low resistance.
Making it easier for the heart to pump out blood.
When the ejection period of the heart is finished and the aortic valve closes, you inflate the balloon. When you inflate the balloon, what it does is it displaces the blood both in the periphery, but more importantly, towards the heart. And the coronary vessels get all their blood supply during the time the heart is relaxed, which is the time the balloon is inflating. So you are perfusing the heart itself as well as the periphery. So what you're achieving by that is you're increasing blood supply to the heart, which usually, in the case of a heart attack, problem, and you're also increasing blood supply to the periphery, and you're reducing the workload on the heart, making it easy for the heart to recover.